This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company. For more information and links to all our great podcasts, visit hartmanmedia.com.
Welcome to the AIPIS show for accredited income property investment specialists and those who aspire to be. If you're a real estate, mortgage, or financial professional, this is the place for you. We'll explore innovative investment analysis, sales, marketing, and income-generating strategies for the most historically proven wealth creator, income property. Learn from the experts as they show you how to build a better business and a better life.
Welcome to the AIPIS show for accredited income property investment specialists and those who desire to be. This is your host, Jason Hartman, where we talk about increasing your income, your productivity, and just generally having a better life while serving your clients better with America's most historically proven asset class, income property. We have a great interview for you today, and we will be back with that in less than 60 seconds. Hey, it's my pleasure to welcome Bobby O'Hare to the show. She contacted me recently after seeing some information online about Quinton Carney and Results Property Management, their affiliated companies, Metrowide Building and Results Real Estate. This is a company in Kansas City metro area, Kansas City, Missouri. I have been in litigation with them for several years. It's a long story, and I have talked about it a little bit before, but I've been contacted by so many people, not just Bobby, who's on with us now, with complaints about this company in, you know, various alleged ripoffs in the property management side of the business, repairs and things that I just thought it was worthy to bring to your attention so that you can be on guard for things like this. Bobby, welcome. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good, good. It's good to have you on the show. You were explaining to me before we started to do the formal show here a little bit about what happened, and it's just unbelievable to me, you know, that this kind of stuff can exist. And really, as the old saying goes, light is the best disinfectant. We've all heard that one. And your story, I think, could really help other people. So I thank you for coming forward and talking about it. Tell us a little bit about, you know, where do you live and what happened? What's your involvement with this homeowners association that's managed by Quinton Carney's company, Results Property Management? And just give us a little background.
Sure. I live in a community called Creekside Village in Grand Valley, Missouri, and it's a community of 61 townhouse-type houses, except for they're separate. They're not connected to each other. And two apartment buildings that have 31 units all together. And it has a clubhouse and a pool. It does have an HOA, and all of those properties are included. However, since there was a bankruptcy from the developer in 2009, and so most of the properties got sold off to different people. So only 8 people actually live in the home that they bought. The rest of them are all rentals. So it's pretty much 90% rentals here. With a pretty high HOA. And whenever I bought last summer...
Yeah, so you're saying the Homeowners Association, HOA means Homeowners Association. I just want to make sure everybody knows the acronyms. And so the dues are pretty high in your opinion. And so what else happened? You got involved and started investigating this, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, whenever I moved in and I saw that the dues were $650 per year, per unit, I felt that was extremely high, and I didn't understand where the money might be going. So I decided to contact Quinton and Results Management, because they are the property manager for one of the huge investors here, and also the HOA, or Housing Association's management. So I contacted them to talk to them about the books and see the books. They did. It took some time, but they did finally let me in to see. I don't think they felt like I would probably be smart enough to be able to look through and see a lot of the problems, but I was. And I went through and I saw so many discrepancies with what they were charging the HOA for. They do have this company called Metrowide Builders. It has the same address as Results. That's how I was able to figure out that it was owned by Quinton, who also owns Results. So what they did, what I've looked at, is all their invoices are so vague. They don't even explain what they actually really did. They just have, 2 hours for trash cleanup, that was $95. I've got one that's extremely high for $2,500 that they supposedly trim trees and bushes around here, and there's not even that many trees or bushes to be trimmed, and I can't tell where they did anything. That was, it was $2,500 even, and it had no units written on it. It had nobody's name signed to it that actually did it. And I had many of the neighbors tell me that it was a probably 75-year-old man that was out here trimming. I don't know if that was his grandfather or who, but it's somebody that is related. Because what I've learned through a lot of his companies, he hires a lot of his own people, is what I'm understanding.
You're saying Quinton does?
Yes, Quinton does.
Okay. Yeah, Quinton Carney. So let me just kind of clarify a little bit. One of the things that my lawsuit alleges against Quinton is that he fabricated, or he or his companies fabricated invoices and didn't really do the repair work that he billed me for as a client. And after years of litigation that is still ongoing, they have not been able to simply provide, and the litigation could have been avoided if they could simply, my request was so simple and normal, Bobby, it was simply that they provide copies of the receipts from the actual vendor who did the work, who supposedly or allegedly did the work. And they weren't able to do that. They weren't able to provide any canceled checks. They weren't even able to really tell me who did the work. And it's just amazed me, because I have properties in several states, and I have clients with properties in many states, and I hear about what goes on with them. I know what goes on with my own properties. And if a property manager is billing either an individual owner, or if they're managing a homeowners association, and that's what you're talking about in your case, if they bill that association or an individual owner, investor, for something, they should be able to provide a copy of the invoice from the actual vendor. Metrowide Building doesn't appear to be the actual vendor. In other words, here's the difference. I also found out that Metrowide Building has no employees at all. Okay, it just seems to be, for lack of a better word, I'd just call it a shell company, okay? And I don't really know how to define shell company, but that's one of the things I've alleged, that it's a shell company. They couldn't say who did any of the work, which just, it just blows my mind. And so why can't they tell me who did the work? Why can't they, there's a money trail. Why can't they give me a copy of a canceled check? Why can't they show me on their bank statement where this money was deducted to pay that vendor? Well, you know, they generate invoices from Metrowide Building. That's the name of this company. But their Metrowide Building doesn't have anybody to do any work. So if they're like a referral network of some sort and they just refer work to other contractors, then who fixed the air conditioning? Who did the painting? Who trimmed the trees? Who swung the hammer? There has to be an actual human being that did that, right?
Right. Exactly. I think what they're doing is they're basically hiring Joe Blow for whatever and to do it, but yet they don't bill from that person. They bill from their company. I think what they're doing is they get a cheaper rate or however on any work that they may do, but they don't let the investors know that they're actually paying that. They're basically tacking on fees for the owners, investors, and of course housing associations, so that they could pay a higher fee. Because I'm also wanted to tell you that our fees for his management for the HOA is $600 per month, plus every single time that he has to come out here for anything, that's another charge. He came to one of our housing association meetings. Him and his partner, Ken Logan, came to the, yeah, they both came and they charged $650 just to be at that meeting, is what they charged.
Just to attend the meeting?
Just to attend the meeting, and that's what the invoice says.
Isn't that their job as HOA managers, to attend meetings sometimes?
Absolutely. That's what I try to get them to explain to me, what is covered in the $600 per month then? You know, because everything you do outside of, I don't even know, you know, you're charging another fee for. And when I did get to see the book, when they so-called books, all I got to see was just their typed up ledgers. I didn't get to see an actual real bank account statement or real absolute, you know, canceled checks of any sort. Just their typed up ledger. And even just having their typed up ledger, I found just problem after problem after problem with how many fees that were taken out. I mean, the majority of our our HOA generates like $50,000, and about maybe $15,000 of that actually is going into the to provide HOA for the utilities and whatnot. These units are all very new, so there isn't a whole lot of maintenance that needs to be done. So I'm like, why, you know, are we paying this much in dues for him to make a, you know, a living? He's basically making a whole living off of just our HOA alone. I can't imagine what he's making off of everyone else. And I don't understand why this has been allowed to happen. And our HOA president is also has also hired him to be his property manager. And he has the majority of the vote here. He has 31 units plus 26 houses. So he has the majority.
Yeah. So who is the manager of your homeowners association, or the president, I'm sorry, that owns all those properties and is hired Quinton or Results Property Management to manage the properties as well as the HOA?
Yeah. His name is Isaac Benkuya, and he is an investor from California.
Isaac Benkuya. Can you spell that last name?
Sure. Benkuya.
Okay. And since we're talking about that, let's just get some names figured out here as in terms of this cast of characters, because the show will be transcribed and I want to give the transcriptionist the proper spelling too. It's Quinton, Q-U-E-N-T-I-N, and the last name is Kearney, K-E-A-R-N-E-Y. And then there's Ken Logan, L-O-G-A-N. And have you ever dealt with or heard from, or were there any billings from, interestingly, the attorney Nicholas Porto, or Nick Porto, P-O-R-T-O?
Yes, we paid him back in February, or I want to say, I think it started in December. They started putting a proposal together. Now, I do understand that the board before me did vote on this for Isaac to propose a proposal for us to sign over to him the clubhouse and the pool. So basically take the clubhouse and the pool out of the HOA altogether and the apartments out of the HOA. But in doing so, that would be giving him the building, giving him the pool. So there was no fee exchange there.
So he just gets the clubhouse and the pool for free?
Yeah, that's what he was wanting to do. And luckily, we stopped it. But he wanted that, and he wanted each house. Okay, there's 61 houses. He wanted each house to, the whole thing was he was going to drop our HOA fee. And so everybody, you know, there were a few people that were interested in hearing about this.
Now, when you say he, I want to know who he is. Is it Nick Porto?
Well, he was hired. Okay, because our HOA attorney, his name is Dave Zeiler, he is the one that worked with Mr. Benkuya to kind of come up with this proposal. So he had to basically alleviate himself from being the HOA attorney while this proposal was going on, because he was actually performing as Mr. Benkuya's attorney for the proposal. So in doing that, they had to hire another attorney to represent the HOA. They had a meeting, and this attorney was there, and he introduced himself, and he said he had no affiliation.
And who is this attorney?
Nick Porto.
Oh, this is Nick Porto. Well, Nick Porto, let me tell you, Nick Porto definitely has an affiliation with Quinton
Kearney.
Oh,
I know that now, since I talked to you. He basically said, because we were, you know, the people that were there were saying, well, why didn't we get to pick the attorney? I mean, why are you, we don't know who this person is. I mean, how is he going to really represent us, or how do we know he's going to represent us in this deal? And so that's when he explained to me that I just was called and asked to do this. I don't know, you know, any of the information from them on anything that's going on in here. I don't even know them.
Okay, so hang on. I'm not sure I understand this. So what you're saying is Nick Porto was appointed to be the association's attorney. Is that correct?
Correct. For this proposal only.
For this proposal to take the clubhouse and the pool and have Quinton or some one of Quinton's affiliated companies own this stuff rather than the association?
Mr. Benkuya.
Oh, Mr. Benkuya. Okay.
Wanted to own it all because he thinks it would be a better seller. You know, his goal is to sell this and make profit, you know, off of what? Because he bought it in bankruptcy, so he bought it at a very, you know, good rate.
What did he buy? We got to be specific here.
He bought the two apartment buildings and the 26 homes.
Okay, and how many homes total are there? 61, did you say?
There's 61 homes and 31 apartments, so 92 properties together.
Okay, good, good. So he doesn't have a majority in terms of the homes, but one of the things that you said to me before we started recording for the show here was that your suspicion is that Results Property Management, or Quentin Carney, I don't really know who the entity is here exactly, but they are basically charging the homeowners higher association fees, you think, and the apartments are not paying into the HOA. So they're getting like a free ride, basically where the homeowners are subsidizing the apartments. And did you find any documentation to that effect, or is it still just kind of like a suspicion?
I've got the ledger that they typed out, and they did hire, they told me they were going to do an audit because I asked for an audit for 2014. What I got, the report I got, is not an audit. It's called a compilation, which is from a, an accountant. However, it is not, it's not an audit. It's just the lowest risk assessment is what it is.
Right. It's a compilation report, which is like a, not really a real audit, I guess. I don't know all those accounting terms, but who's the accounting firm? Because I'm getting worried that that's a problem too.
Yeah. Fullerton and Company CPAs is what it's called.
Fullerton and Company?
Yes.
And where are they located? And is there a specific CPA's name on the report? Like, did someone sign it?
Yeah, but I can't read the signature because it's not typed. It's just fine. It just says, looks like an I and a C.
It's just sort of scribbled so you don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll see. But it's in Blue Springs, Missouri, on Jefferson Street.
All right. And by the way, Results Property Management, or Results Real Estate Services, LLC, is in Blue Springs.
So in this audit, you know, just even in the, I'm sorry, I can't keep calling it an audit. It's not an audit. It's a compilation. And that's, you know, another thing that I feel like I was lied to about, is I was told it would be an audit, and it's not an audit. Even in here, you know, there's several discrepancies, and even they admit to that. It even says on the paper, on the form, in the printout, it says management has elected to omit substantially all of the disclosures ordinarily included in financial statements prepared on the cash basis of accounting. If the omitted disclosures were included in the financial statements, they might influence the user's conclusions about the company's assets, liabilities, equity, revenues, and expenses. Accordingly, this financial statement is not designed for those who are not informed about such matters.
You've got to be kidding. So this is on the compilation report. This statement says that basically the management company, and that I guess is Results Property Management, right?
That's right.
Okay. They have elected to exclude, say that again, or just paraphrase, say that again, or just read the whole thing again if you want.
Sure. It's in this particular section, it says management has elected to omit substantially all of the disclosures ordinarily included in financial statements prepared on the cash basis of accounting. If the omitted disclosures were included in the financial statements, they might influence the user's conclusions about the company's assets, liabilities, equity, revenues, and expenses. Accordingly, this financial statement is not designed for those who are not informed about such matters. And then underneath this, and I'm not sure what this means, it says we are not independent with respect to Creekside Village Homes Association.
I wonder what that means. So that means there's a conflict. They're basically kind of sort of very softly disclosing a conflict of interest, I guess, right?
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. I mean, that's just my what I'm trying to understand is I'm thinking that they are affiliated with Results or one of his companies in some way. You know, maybe he's their, you know, accountant for a lot of other, you know, businesses that he has. And so he just did this as a favor or something to them. I don't know. Because I also do not see in the ledger any fee. I can't find a fee that was paid to for an audit.
Yeah, interesting. Okay. So they weren't paid. They were probably paid in some other way or through another entity or another project. I don't know. Okay, so when you approached us, Bobby, you said, you know, and I'll just kind of paraphrase what you said here, but it says, hello, I'm a homeowner residing in a subdivision in Grain Valley, Missouri. I recently came across a video exposing the fraudulent behavior of Quentin Carney and Results Property Management. I recently became vice president of the Community Homeowners Association, and boy, let me tell you what a godsend your video was for me to see. So you've been suspicious about this, and it looks like you did some internet searches.
As soon as I bought, I felt in my gut that the HOA fees were just extremely high, and I wanted to know why. So that's when I started my investigation. And then in, you know, meeting, my first time getting to meet the board of the HOA was that proposal. See, I didn't even know when we bought, we didn't even know who the board was, any names, anybody. And so, of course, I didn't even know who I was supposed to pay these HOA dues to. And so I didn't know how to find out, you know, who they were. So then I got a letter in the mail from Mr. Zeller, who was the HOA attorney, telling everyone, all the homeowners, about this meeting of this proposal. When I went to the meeting, it was just me and two other homeowners that came. That's it. Because a lot of them don't live here. They live out of state. And they just rent their properties. They're just investors. And so they're not here for this meeting. And that's when the proposal was given to us about giving him the clubhouse and whatnot. And red flags went up right away, because in that proposal, he was still going to make, and we don't want to bring down.
Who is he? Who is he?
I'm sorry, Mr. Benkuya, who is the HOA president and also the owner of these properties, and also the one who is going to benefit from this proposal. He offered us this proposal of bringing our HOA dues from $650 to $487. But in that is $385 of that $487 would go to maintenance of the clubhouse and pool. So what he wanted was, he wanted us to give him this building and the pool, but the 61 houses still pay $387 each house per year to maintain it.
That's just unbelievable. I mean, I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, I was just sitting there in shock thinking, first of all, how is this even legal? You know, this does not even seem legal to me at all, to propose something so hideous that there was not even a fee. He wasn't even going to buy it. He was just going to have it. Well, and what he wanted was, he wants to sell those apartments, and it would sweeten the deal really good if he can say that, yeah, the apartments own the pool and the clubhouse, but the houses are going to take care of it, not you.
Wow, what a deal. Bobby, that's amazing. Yeah. So basically what he was trying to do is, Quentin, I'll just bet you, and I have no evidence, I'm just supposing what's going on here a little bit, is that probably he engineered this thing with Quentin Kearney and Ken Logan and the Results Real Estate and Results Property Management Entities or something, and basically figured out that if the apartment buildings that Mr. Bakuya owns, right? That's how I say it, Bakuya? If they owned the pool and the clubhouse rather than the homeowners association owning that, like homeowners associations should own their own common areas. I mean, I don't know that that's ever been any different. I mean, maybe it is sometimes, but I've never heard of it. I mean, you know, the idea is the HOA owns the common areas and all the residents get to use them. Because if the HOA didn't own them, then they could restrict the homeowners and say, hey, you can't use the pool or you can't use the clubhouse. So, of course, you want to own that. It's part of what you bought into, is that community association. So, wow, that's just amazing.
And it was all because there had been some owners complaining about the fees. And so he keeps trying to sweeten it to us, saying, well, this is going to lower your HOA fees. And I explained to him, sir, this is not even lowering us, not even $200. But yet you're getting, what, a $30,000, $50,000 building and a pool? I mean, no, that's not sweetening the deal for us. And it's for life. So that means 61 homes would be paying that every year for life. There was no end. And it was mandatory. There was no opting out. You know, a certain owner, I said, okay, well, maybe if certain owners wanted to opt out of it, you know, and he's like, no, I'm not doing that, because then the apartments do not make enough money to sustain taking care of the clubhouse and the pool by themselves.
And who presented this deal? Nick Porto, the attorney?
No, it was, Isaac Benkula hired Mr. Dave Zeller.
That's another attorney, Dave Zeller. Okay.
Yes, he's another attorney, and he's actually the supposed to be the HOA attorney. He's the one who comes to every meeting and whatnot. But he excluded himself, took himself off as the attorney for the Housing Association, and hired Nick Porto, the HOA hired Nick Porto to represent us in this proposal without any knowledge from anybody. They just picked him. This is what they were explaining to us.
Nobody got a choice. Nick Porto was going to be the attorney no matter what.
Absolutely. And when I was questioning Mr. Porto, he told me that he did not have any affiliation with anybody that's involved in this proposal, including Results. He told me that.
Nick Porto said to you he did not have an affiliation with Results Property Management.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that was another shocker when I saw your video and I heard the word Nick Porto. I'm like, huh? Wait a minute. That was the attorney. We paid him over $5,000 in fees for this supposed proposal, because it kept, we kept voting it down, and he kept trying to come back with something else. And the HOA did this out of the HOA fees. And not only that, they also paid Mr. Zeller's attorney fees, which that should have been Mr. Ventura's expense. So just for that deal alone was over $10,000 that they paid out, that I see on the ledger, that they paid out in attorney fees for that proposal that never even came about. We voted it out.
Bobby, give us some context in terms of dates, because I believe Nick Porto wrote me the first letter or contacted me, I'm going to say it's back in 2008 or 9. What date did you buy this home?
I bought this home in July of 2014.
Okay, so when was this meeting with Nick Porto where he said he didn't have any affiliation with the Results Property Management?
I believe the first meeting was in December of 2014.
Okay, so he definitely was very affiliated with him. I know that.
No, that's where all the suspect is coming from, you know. And I, you know, I even got a text message from Mr. Ventura, because I've been texting him, and he even told me he doesn't understand why I have such doubts and fears about everything. You know, I'm questioning everything, and I'm like, because I'm constantly being lied to. I'm catching you guys in lies, and I've found things that you won't explain to me, and neither will Results. They just try to avoid the subject every time I bring it up, and they won't give me any explanations. And so I'm just wanting to know where to go. Where can I go? Can somebody help me? Tell me. I want them investigated. I want somebody that is of higher power, attorney general, FBI, whatever it is, fraudulent, needs to investigate them. Because apparently they're doing this to more than one person, you know, that's proven. And so how long is this going to go on, you know? These innocent people. And that's where I'm at, is that even though I haven't even paid any dues yet, you know, so I'm doing all of this based on what I've learned since I've became in here. And I think Mr. Ventura, he appointed me as the vice president, I think, to try to appease me, to make me, you know, that he thinks it's going to make me happier, you know, if I can have some decision making, you know, on the board. But that's all fine and good, and I wanted that so I can do some more investigation. And my goal is to help these other homeowners, especially the ones who don't even live here and have no clue of what's going on here. They don't know what's being taken care of and what's not being taken care of. My moral compass is bothering me, because I feel like everybody here is getting ripped off and nothing is being done about it. And I'm just one person. There's only three of us homeowners that are been talking about it and wanting to do something. So, and I don't have contact with all the other ones except for by mail.
Yeah, wow. Oh, that's just something else. Bobby, what other discrepancies have you noticed? You mentioned tree trimming. You mentioned that there were no bills from actual contractors for repairs, only Metro-wide Building, only this company that doesn't seem, well, at least at the time that I filed my complaint, didn't have any employees, didn't have any staff. So, you know, now there's another lady, and I believe her name is Elena Gartlett. That's one that I feel was lying to me when I originally ran into discrepancies and became suspicious of fraud. Did you deal with Elena Gartlett? Is that a name of someone?
No. I've only dealt with Quentin Carney, Ken Logan, and then someone named Kelly, but I don't know the last name.
And Kelly works for Results Property Management?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah.
Like, who do you think is really running Results Property Management? I mean, I know this is probably just going to be an impression. Is it Ken Logan or Quentin Carney?
They are both, what he explained to me, they are both equal partners.
Oh, okay.
So they're both running.
Okay, they said they were equal partners is what they said. Who said that to you?
Quentin Carney did.
Quentin told you that. Okay. So what other discrepancies and things have you noticed? I can't remember if we talked about this off air before the show, or, you know, you mentioned something about tree trimming and possible excessive billing there.
I have several just invoice after invoice after invoice of different trash pickup around the community. They would charge us 2 hours, and I guess it's $45 an hour is what it's supposed to be. But then I have another invoice that was 2 hours that was $120 for them to pick up 2 tree limbs in the parking lot. It goes on and on. None of them are very descriptive on exactly what was done and who did it. And again, you know, even the trash, we have two big, one of those big condolas or whatever you call those things, that are for the apartments, but the HOA is paying for that. $181 per month is what the HOA is paying for trash removal, but that does not include any trash removal for the houses. The houses are responsible for their own trash. So what was happening was that they were only getting picked up once a week, so the condolas were getting overfilled. And I guess they suspected that the houses were using it, and maybe some of them were, which honestly they shouldn't.
They should, because they're paying for it. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Yeah. And so, but then we got a letter. Everybody got was put a letter or a note on our doors telling us that the trash was not for houses. Do not use the condolas, and it's for the apartment use only. So because we were complaining about it looking terrible because it was overflowing all the time, and somebody even put a mattress up there once, that we explained the results. And of course, he would come out. Every time he came out, he charged us again, $50 to look at the trash can and see if he needed to do anything about it. You know, whether he did anything or not, and that was another charge. So what I'm getting at is that, and I've got a copy of his contract, you know, because I asked for that, but it's dated 2012, so it's not even a current one. But in that contract, anywhere, it does not say that there would be extra fees for every little thing that he does. It just said $600 per month for his management fees. And I've talked to other property managers and HOA managers, and they told me that the things that he's charging extra for should have been included in the price for the monthly fee anyway. So he's just really racketed on to this HOA. I honestly, and I don't have proof of this, but I honestly feel that he is getting paid from the HOA to not only manage the HOA poorly, but to also manage Mr. Benkuya's rental properties. Because I've got several invoices that are talking about AC units, 17 AC units that were inspected.
You said 17 AC units, air conditioning units, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the bill is 17 air conditioning units that were inspected, and what? You're suspicious that, well, why would you have, I mean, you only have one air conditioning unit as part of the HOA that's in the clubhouse, right?
There's two, but yeah.
And then every homeowner like you is responsible for their own air conditioning unit.
Right. The only services we get in this HOA is just the pool and clubhouse. We do have snow removal, just alleyways only, but it has to be over 4 inches. And I know you're not familiar with Missouri, but we don't get 4 inches very often. Maybe once a year.
Tell us about the air conditioning bill. They billed the Homeowners Association for inspection of 17 air conditioning units. How much was that bill?
I want to say it was like $414. And then I have the other one for all the fire extinguishers. Never, there should be, I think there was at least one in the clubhouse, but it was for 17 or 18 different fire extinguishers. So that tells me that it's all in the apartments, hallways and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, even the electric is wrong. We investigated and called the electric company, and the hallways and all the extra lighting for the apartments, there's only 1 meter up there. So that means that the HOA is paying for all his need for electricity, too. He's not paying anything.
He meaning the apartment owner.
I'm sorry, Mr. Benkuya. Yes, Benkuya. And the reason why I feel like Results is responsible for that also, because they are operating as the HOA management company. So if they're seeing things that should not be covered under HOA, it should be their job to say, no, this should not come out of this account. This should come out of your account. But they're not doing that.
Well, what's likely happening, and of course, this is just speculation. I want people to know the difference between speculation and facts. But what's likely happening is this Mr. Benkuya guy, is a good client of Quinton and Results, Results Real Estate Services or Results Property Management or both, I guess. And he's getting, they're basically giving him the better deal at the expense of all of you homeowners. It sounds like, I mean, that's speculation. Okay. I don't know that for sure, but from what you're saying, it sounds like that. Wow. This is just unbelievable. So what happened when you tried to inspect the books? You asked to inspect them and you were telling me before they finally let you do it, but then they rushed you, right?
I found a letter, online, that was attorney language that stated that every, homeowner that belongs into a homeowners association has a right to inspect the books as long as they give a letter in writing, and that they can even demand within 10 days to be able to see. So I printed this letter out, put my name on it, sent it to Results, And also sent it to Mr. Isaac Bentuya and Mr. Dave Zeller just to make sure I covered all bases. And they finally contacted me on the ninth day to set up an appointment for me to come see it. But it was like 2 weeks away from that. That was their opening.
They meaning who?
I'm sorry, Results.
Results Property Management. And who did you talk to there?
I talked to Ken Logan.
Ken Logan. Okay, so Ken Logan, it took 2 weeks, but then he finally allowed you to come and, or he finally allowed you to make an appointment to come and inspect the books?
And when I came in to inspect the books, everything was kind of in a disarray. It was all in manila folders. There was no uniformity to anything. I personally believe that they did that on purpose so that it would take me longer to be able to figure out what was what. They did allow me to go look, but there was nobody that I could ask. I mean, Mr. Logan went back to his office, even shut his door. They weren't going to answer any questions right there. Like, I can look at it and see if I have any issues. They weren't even going to allow me to make copies. But I did go and knock on his door and said, I want to make copies. And he says, are you allowed to do that? And I'm like, yes. If you read the letter that I sent to you, I am allowed to have
it. Who's he? Is it Ken?
Ken, Mr. Logan, yes.
Ken Logan said, are you allowed to do that? As if to intimidate you and say that you shouldn't make copies.
Right. Exactly. That's how I felt. And then he goes on to say, well, there's going to be a fee for that. And I said, well, I'm not paying the fee. I shouldn't have to pay a fee for the copies. And he's like, well, I'll just build it. I'll build the HOA for it then. And I said, well, do what you need to do, I guess. So I did go and make copies of what I could, but, you know, I don't even know how he was not in there when I was making the copies. He didn't count any of the pages. So, again, I'm wondering what charge that he sent to the HOA for that, because he didn't even know how many pages. He said it was 23 cents per page, but it cleared out after I was done, so he didn't know how many pages I printed. But I didn't have much time, because they told me the appointment was at 3:00 and they closed at 4:00. So they basically, they didn't tell me that I only had an hour, but they insinuated, you know, that here you go, you know, we closed.
And they close at 4:00? I mean, aren't businesses open till at least 5 or 6 usually? I mean, they close at 4:00. That's interesting. Okay. So especially a management company, I mean, you know. They're going to be open some decent hours, hopefully. Okay, so he rushed you along. You only had an hour, but you did make some copies. How many copies do you think you have?
I've got at least probably, I didn't really count all the pages. I was over 300 pages, but I printed out the ledgers for not only the account or the services for the HOA, but also the reserve account. And then I was just searching through, trying to find any invoice that popped into my head that looked wrong. And I mean, pretty much all of them did, but I couldn't grab them all. So I just grabbed all of them from Metro Wide Building that I could see. That doesn't, you know, like this one I'm looking at right now is trash pickup for dumpsters, 2 hours, $90. But no date on when this was done. Just says build a Creekside HOA.
So no date when it was done, just 2 hours, just trash pickup, and that was a Metro-wide building invoice?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. There is a date. I apologize. It does say 3/23, but then there's 3/19, same thing. 3/25, same thing. So literally every 2 days.
2 days apart?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. That's suspicious, right? Is that what you're saying? That it would be every 2 days? Yeah.
Yes. I also found another invoice that is handwritten, and it says in there that HOA meeting for Ken Logan and Clinton, 3 hours, $650.
You mean they just met by themselves?
No, they met. They came to one of our meetings.
Oh, the one they came to your meeting and charged you. Yeah,
yes.
Extra. Yeah,
yes.
Right. And you thought, I mean, HOA managers, part of their duties, as I understand them, are coming to the meetings. Right.
Right.
How many people were at that meeting?
That meeting, there was Ken Logan, there was Clinton Kearney, Isaac Bentuya, the Dave Zeiler, the attorney, me and I'm sorry, Bobby O'Hare and Russell O'Hare, my husband, and then two other homeowners. And that was it.
Yeah. And do you know the other homeowners' names?
Excuse me. And there was another lady, her name's Ashley Anelzo. Anelmo, and she was the acting vice president at that time for the HOA.
Okay. Oh, so you weren't vice president yet at that time, right?
At that time, no.
You wanted to become vice president, it sounds like, because you were suspicious and wanted to set things right and know what was going on, right?
Right. And you know, just to, and honestly, just to work for the community. And because I do feel like, you know, there's a lot of people that don't live here, I want to make it better. It's a very, very nice area, and they're all newer houses. It could just be so much nicer than what it is right now. It's not being well kept. It's not being, a lot of the yards are not being mowed properly. There's just so many problems, you know, that are around that I feel like could be fixed if you had a proper board, financial aid board. So that was another reason. But I also knew that I can be at the meetings and be able to ask a lot more questions if I was on the board. And I have. I've asked, and I'm not getting any answers or any real answers. I'm getting vague explanations, and I think Mr. Benpuya is trying to do what he can to appease me, to try to keep me from, I do believe that they are worried, you know, that I'm building a case, basically, against them, and so they're, results won't speak to me anymore at all.
Oh, they just won't talk, you can't call your own management company, they won't even talk to you.
Absolutely, and in the contract, it does state on there, I did read that, where they are contracted only to work with one board member on the HOA. And in that they choose Mr. Benkuya as the board member, who lives in California. He doesn't even live on site. And so everything that's wrong, I have to text Mr. Benkuya, or I take pictures and send to Mr. Benkuya, and then he has to call results, because they won't answer an email, they won't answer a phone call, nothing from me. Because I actually requested another visit to see the books again. And they've denied me that.
They denied you a second visit. Okay.
Yeah. At first they approved it and said that I have that email. And they approved it and said that somebody would contact me to set the appointment up. That has never happened. And then whenever I asked again, to Mr. Midankuya, he says, Clinton told me that he doesn't want you back in there by yourself, that you can come with me. I can go with you.
Yeah, so he'll control what you see and rush you and
absolutely
maybe intimidate you. And
yes, I think they didn't expect me to be as smart as I am, honestly. I think they thought I would just come in, take a look at things, and then just be fine with it and leave and never ask again, you know, and that's not what happened. And so now they don't want me to see anything because, like you said, they don't have actual real invoices because I think they just hire whoever and they pay them. Maybe they pay them cash or maybe they pay them. I don't know how they're doing it. And then they bill it from this metro-wide company.
Well, my contention, Bobby, in my case is that they didn't even do the repairs at all. And here's the interesting thing. I even have become suspicious that they were collecting rents when they were reporting my property as vacant. I don't have proof of this yet, but I am darn suspicious of it because, you know, they've sort of tried to bully me around and say, well, why are you so upset? Aren't you a wealthy guy? You know, why are you so upset at these little charges totaling, I think, $4,500 or something, all the little repair bills? But the truth is that my property was either managed so poorly because it just didn't perform well, okay? And I have a lot of other experiences and a lot of other clients to draw from in terms of comparison. You know, my contention is, you know, I'm suspicious that they were collecting rents and when the property was actually occupied. I have no proof of that yet, but I'm working on that, okay?
I'm at the point where I wouldn't put anything past them. Like, they are very sneaky. They're very I mean, it just has fraud written all over it. I mean, everything I've said, everything they talk about, Clinton can't even give me straight answers on anything. He'll haul around. Now, he can email. He can be stern. Even in his email, he tries to, you know, scold me by saying, you know, I have never in all my years of business have I ever been, inspected this way. Or he used the term browbeating. I feel like I've been browbeated by you. And I've never experienced that before in my life, is what he said.
That's interesting. I guess then he's not experiencing it with me, I guess.
Exactly. And I even emailed him back and said, I apologize that you feel you're being browbeated, but I'm expecting you to do the job that you're being paid for. And that is what I'm asking for and what I'm expecting from you. And Until I get that, you're going to continue to hear from me.
Many people have contacted me with similar stories. I mean, just, I've had people contact me who were literally in tears saying they were being evicted by Results Property Management because they paid their rent in cash, and Results Property Management said that the rent was never paid. Of course, it's dumb to pay your rent in cash, but here's what the person said, as I recall. They said that they went into the Results Property Management office, paid the rent in cash. These are obviously, you know, lower income people that maybe don't even have bank accounts. Okay, not every, you know, that's a surprising amount of the United States is actually that way, amazingly. And they paid it, and they asked for a receipt. I said, why didn't you ask for a receipt? And you know what they said? They said, well, the lady there, and I think that might have been Elena Gartlett, I can't remember what he said now, told me that the printer was broken, so they couldn't print me a receipt. And then they were asking them to pay rent again under threat of an eviction notice. And they had, I think they had actually started the eviction to intimidate these poor people. And I felt so bad for them. And I've heard so many other stories of various improprieties by this company. We discovered, one of my attorneys discovered approximately 200 pages of complaints at the Better Business Bureau in Kansas City, Missouri. There are similar complaints to mine. I don't know if there are similar complaints to yours in those 200 pages or so of documents. There are many reviews on Yelp, Google Local. Interestingly, the Better Business Bureau rating was very bad when I checked it a long time ago, but it somehow has mysteriously improved quite a bit.
I talked to another, I've called another rent management company because I did tell Mr. Benguia I want a different management company for the HOA. And so he did actually give me the permission to start looking for one. So I did find a lady by the name of Crystal Vaughn. She owns Meridian Property Management and Real Estate here.
I've heard of that company.
Yeah, I've talked to her. She sounds wonderful. I mean, she's helped me a lot as far as telling me what should have been included in the HOA monthly fee and whatnot. But she said that she is concerned. She told me that she is concerned about when she does, if she gets this contract and she takes over, about the damage that will happen, you know, to her name, because she said that Results has been known to put bad reviews and just try to attack other, they don't want other management companies to come in and take their properties, you know, so they do what they can to try to intimidate that management company to stay away from their properties. She told me that.
So Crystal said that basically Results would go online and write fake reviews against
different companies. Well, I would not doubt it, would not put past them on that they didn't know, you notice that they had so many bad ones and had people go in and write good ones, you know, to bring their score up, you know. I know for a fact they're not a good management company, even besides the HOA issues. And the reason why I'm saying this is that my son and my daughter and his girlfriend rented a duplex without my permission. My son and his girlfriend were 18 and my daughter was only 20. They went out and they found a duplex and they signed a contract with Results for $765 is quite a bit for three people that make minimum wage. Plus with all the utilities and whatnot. So I was shocked that they even allowed them to rent. They had no rental history. They had no co-signer, nothing. And they rented those places and they had their answer the same day. So that tells me that I don't think they do any kind of background checks, whatnot. I believe that they're telling their investors and their homeowners that this is what they're doing. But I know that they are just renting to whoever can come up with the money for the deposit and the first month's rent, just to get it rented. So that concerns me also, because he is a property management for so many properties here, what kind of people is he allowing into our community? Because under our HOA guidelines and bylaws, there cannot be anybody living here that has a felony. And there was a SWAT team that arrested somebody in a house not too long ago, a few months ago, that had a felony.
Do you know what they arrested them for?
Attempted rape on his own wife. And he had video of it. I guess he was filming it on his own phone, apparently. But the police came in and there was guns drawn. I've never seen anything like that in my life. Guns drawn. I mean, we live in such a tight community. All of our houses are very, very close together. Like, you can literally sit on your front porch and you can have a conversation with your neighbor without ever having to leave your front porch. That's how close they are. And so I'm worried about the type of people that he is allowing to move into the homes here, because I don't think he does a thorough investigation on anyone. There's been a lot of houses that have been damaged. And because, you know, when you get certain types of people in, you know, they don't care. They don't want it, you know. That's another thing I've brought up to Mr. Bentria, that I want, if this is going to be a 90% rental community, then the HOA needs to step up and force, you know, guidelines to who is allowed to rent in this area. Because it's not, how is our property values ever going to go up for that? You know, it's going down constantly. So that's just my conclusion. I feel like I need somebody to direct me, because of course I actually did call your attorney that you have local here, for your case against Mr. Clinton.
Oh, for my case. Oh, you looked that up. Wow. Which attorney? You're talking about Lee Hardy?
Yes. Mr. Hardy, and he is going to contact me on Monday to set up an appointment for me to come in. When I contacted him, I told him, you know, I wanted to know if anything that I have could help your case. You know, I said, I know that he's going to court on the 14th or 11th, whatever it was, and I said, you know, I'd love to come in and show you what I have, you know, that I have copies of, and if, you know, if that would help your case, you know, at all.
Interesting. Wow, you are a real researcher, Bobby. That's amazing. You actually looked up the case and you contacted my attorney and you're meeting with him. So yeah, well, that's fine with me. You know, please share whatever you have.
And the reason why I said this podcast, I'm so excited to do this podcast, is because I do want it out there to let others know that there's lots of other people that are dealing with him and having these issues. And if we all get together, then more than one voice is more powerful than one. And we can get something done about him. Somebody needs to step up and get on him. We can't just keep firing him and hiring somebody new and then let it go, because then he's going to just continue on to everybody else. And my moral compass is not happy with that. I'm not okay with that.
Yeah, you know, I always like to say that income property is the most historically proven asset class in America. And it's just so sad when you see people like this, like Results Property Management, like Quentin Carney, like Ken Logan, doing these things, because they really just ruin it for those investors. I mean, you know, those investors should have good experiences. They would buy more properties if they didn't run into a bad apple. So that's why I wanted to file my complaint. It certainly wasn't about, you know, just my $4,500 or so, and you know, I'm alleging about another $20,000 and then, you know, damages beyond that. But it's a lot more. It just ruins it for the industry. It really does.
I agree. And that's my case, too, is I've not even paid any dues yet. They're due, but I haven't paid them yet, because I told Mr. Bengria, I'm not paying anything until we have a different management company. I am not giving any of my money to somebody that just can't keep it in his own pocket with it. I'm not doing that. So, you know, I'm doing this because for everybody else that doesn't know what's going on. They have no clue. They're just making a check. And the reason why they make the check is there's that fear. I've talked to a lot of other homeowners here, and they say, you know, if we don't pay it, then they're going to slap a lien on our house. You know, and that's what they do. That's what they use that. They tell them, you don't pay this, well, we'll slap a lien on your house. They've even gone so far as to say that they'll have it foreclosed on, which I talked to an attorney about that, and they said no judge would ever foreclose on a home because they didn't pay their HOA dues.
Well, they would eventually, but yeah.
But the mortgage has to be paid first. And so, you know, so there is that fear. So we're stuck having to pay it, you know, when we know.
You feel like you don't have any recourse, it sounds like. And so, you know, so that's why you reached out to me a couple of weeks ago. Bobby, I just want to make clear to you and all the listeners, and I have done this before, but of course they have never accepted, but Quentin Carney, Ken Logan, you're invited to come on the show. You know, if you have a rebuttal, I would be happy to have you on the show so you can tell your side of the story. I sort of doubt I'll hear from you. I certainly invited you about, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, and you wouldn't come on. But there I am re-extending the invitation to you. So you're welcome to be on the show to state your side of the story. We'd all love to hear it. Bobby, thank you so much for reaching out to me and sharing this story with the listeners. It is definitely a cautionary tale. As they say, caveat emptor, let the buyer beware, because there are a lot of sharks out there, but you know, at least you spoke up about it, and that took a lot of courage for you to do it. Everybody appreciates that. So good luck on your meeting with Lee Hardy, my attorney, in the case in Missouri. I've got another attorney in the California case. We'll see where it goes, and I will report back to the listeners when we have some outcome that is worth talking about. Okay? Thank you very much for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
You know, sometimes I think of Jason Hartman as a walking encyclopedia on the subject of creating wealth.
Well, you're probably not far off from the truth, Penny, because Jason actually has a 3-book set on creating wealth that comes with 60 digital download audios.
Yes, Jason has that unique ability to make you understand investing the way it should be. It's a world where anything less than 26% annual return is disappointing.
I love how he actually shows us how we can be excited about these scary times and exploit the incredible opportunities this present economy has afforded us.
We can pick local markets untouched by the economic downturn, exploit packaged commodities investing, and achieve exceptional returns safely and securely.
I also like how he teaches you to protect the equity in your home before it disappears and how to outsource your debt obligations to the government.
And the entire set of advanced strategies for wealth creation is being offered at a savings of $94.
That's right. And to get your Creating Wealth Encyclopedia series, complete with over 60 hours of audio and 3 books, just go to jasonhartman.com/store.
If you want to be able to sit back and collect checks every month, just like a banker, Jason's Creating Wealth Encyclopedia series is for you. This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company, all rights reserved. For distribution or publication rights and media interviews, please visit www.hartmanmedia.com or email media@hartmanmedia.com. Nothing on this show should be considered specific personal or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, or business professional for individualized advice. Opinions of guests are their own, and the host is acting on behalf of Platinum Properties Investor Network, Inc., exclusively.